TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh. And record it, so maybe you make a few of you laugh as well.
This week, Andy's kid competes in a Lego building contest. I go to a dance, we remember Mr. Rogers, and Noah sees a ton of movies. And when you hear this sound...
Say something about the motherfucking prequels, bitch!
That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay! Let's start the show.
TanCast.
All right, hopefully this time it won't not record me saying, "Welcome to TanCast, everybody."
Son of a bitch.
It looks like I see a little blue squiggly line, so yeah. I think Audacity got that. And before Audacity fucks up more, I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the A in TanCast.
I'm Noah, the N in TanCast.
All right, successful episode. Let's quit this.
Let's hit it and quit it.
Yep.
But I'd rather stay and play.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm long, and I'm strong, and I'm down to get some friction on.
Okay.
Well,
so ladies.
More on that later.
You want to ride
friction?
Tim's
minivan? What's going on with the friction?
Hey, you'll find out, baby.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's what we call in the radio biz, a tease.
Ooh.
Keep people listening.
Well, let's jump right into that. How the week was everyone's fuck?
How the week was everyone's fuck? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
How the week was everyone's fuck? I thought for half a second I should re-record that jingle. I just want you to know, well, the listeners already know, I didn't.
Present Tim.
Present
future
Tim.
Tim.
Yeah. Took the words directly out of my mouth, Noah.
Future Tim is hearing that thought and going, "Fuck you."
You know what? I've actually had some success in forcing Future Andy to do things. Where, you know, typically Present Andy is like, "Yeah, Future Andy should totally do that." And Future Andy is like, "Nope. I got other things to do, like sleep, or masturbating, or rewatching this video that I've watched 1,000 times on YouTube, or, I don't know, like watching Fury Road again, because it's a great movie."
Still haven't seen that.
You should.
Is it in on any of the streamings?
Not anymore, to my knowledge, but there are
well,
still places
then,
you can
it.
Stream it.
It's dead to me.
Okay. They may not be entirely legal.
I ain't here for illegal shit. I'm all on the up and up.
All right.
Bullshit, all right. Tim.
All right.
You're the most illegal person I know.
Oh, so...
That's hard to believe in a sanctuary city such as San Francisco.
Tim's gotten political
borders.
This time.
MAGA.
They're
MAGA.
Breeding.
Make America great
again.
Oh, MAGA. I didn't know that was the thing.
Or as I prefer to pronounce it, MAGA!
I prefer to switch it from Make America Great Again to Make Attorneys Get Attorneys. Because that's what's up. And it makes me laugh.
That is a weird thing to think about. I mean, it makes sense, but it's just like, oh yeah, you're an attorney, you have an attorney.
Yeah.
Well, clearly, I'm not asking you to... even if you get off on this charge, I'm not asking you to represent me, because clearly you're not good enough to represent yourself. When you're like, when something's on the line, you're like, well, I'm going to call somebody who really knows how to do this.
You know what, though? The whole thing about a man who has himself as an attorney has a fool for a client, I think that still applies to attorneys. I think it's still smart to not represent yourself for a variety of reasons.
That'd be like if you're a graphic designer and then you need a poster made, so you go to somebody else?
Well, I mean, I would say it'd be more like...
I need a logo for my graphic design company. Oh, okay. Here it is. I just drew "I quit" on a paper napkin and threw it in your mailbox, because that's what you should do.
Tim, how about this? It's like you're a barber and you go to somebody else to cut your haircut.
Yeah, you just grab a Flowbee and get going.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been cutting my hair for years, Andy.
Yeah, me too.
I'm not even a barber.
He's not even certified.
Yes.
He's an amateur barber.
Okay. How about this? You're a stylist and you go to someone else to have your incredibly complicated hair done.
So what you should have gone with immediately is surgeon.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you're right.
I was like, I see the analogy you're going for, and I've got the perfect fit.
Yes, surgeon's much better. Damn it, Tim. I, as Captain Analogy, nurse, must bow to you this day.
Suction. Suction. Oh, God, suction.
All right. Now I'm just going to count backwards from 10, 9.
Nurse, hold the mirror straight, or I'm going to cut my aorta.
The Elephant Man joined us for today's episode.
The Novocaine's really kicking in. That was part of the character. Yeah, he used Novocaine.
It's Neat Cast. Noah, Elephant Man, Andy, and Tim.
I'm not an animal. I'm not doing
I'm
great.
A human being.
You sounded like Arnold Schwarzenegger there for a second. I am not an animal.
You sound like Schwarzenegger.
I'm a human being.
Trying to do a Stallone. Schwarzenegger trying to do Stallone.
The slash fic everyone's been waiting
mm-hmm.
for.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Come here now.
Listen to me now, believe yeah. me on.
Put it in me, big guy. Way. Yeah.
Why are you taking your pants off? It's like mentally irregular or something.
Wait, what?
What?
What are you talking about?
That's the Stallone Schwarzenegger slash fan.
Oh, God.
Oh. Ah, goodness.
I'll come on your back.
Come with me if you want to fuck.
Boys have a penis. Girls have a vagina. One of these is not relevant to my interests.
It's not anal.
Tell me, Sarge, do I get to come this time?
Okay. Oh, man.
No, Adrian, I did it with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
This is dumb.
Oh, it is. Oh, man. I was about to say, we're all 40-somethings now. We are not maturing at all.
Yeah, at classics, they never get old.
No.
I think farts will be funny forever.
My kids got a whoopee cushion, or one each, and they love them.
I mean,
that's the problem with kids. Like, farts are still funny, but, like, I think at our age we recognize that it's possible to drive certain things into the ground, and kids will just do it and then keep on driving.
True.
Yeah, I mean, they don't have that same threshold. Like,
no.
Yeah.
And also, like, eventually you'll need to do something else. And they're like, no, we haven't mined all the comedy pay dirt out of these whoopee cushions, Dad. No, we have to go to school. Nope. Call in sick today, because we are whoopee cushion it.
Yeah. Maybe that's what maturity is. It's not so much stepping away from fart jokes as just realizing, like, okay, now there's other things besides fart jokes
exactly.
to do.
Exactly.
There's other things I need to do for a little while. Can't be farting forever.
I eventually need to feed myself.
I mean, you know, case in point, the fact that Michael just wanted to tell us the time every minute. It's like, he did not see, he just was just so, I'm going to tell you the time again. What? I haven't told you the time in a while. Here it is, buddy.
Yeah.
And by a while, I mean exactly 60 seconds.
But, well, I mean, he's young, so that's like 40 minutes for us? No, like 8 minutes for us.
And like it's like dog years,
yeah.
But it's like kid years.
Well, I mean, percentage of his life. Yeah, every year.
I did
for
read
kids.
A thing that you actually do perceive time faster as you get older.
Yeah, you know, it sometimes feels like that because like suddenly it's the weekend. And I was like, cool, it's the week. Oh, fuck, it's Monday. Wait, no. But I mean, the good news is the weekend is like right around the corner. I just have to deal with 5 more days. I should finish enjoying Sunday. I still have weekend. There's time left.
Yeah.
There
Soak
was time. I don't know why that guy starts to turn a little bit of Christopher Walken, but I was making a Twilight Zone reference there.
Yeah, I thought, I was like, are you going for that Twilight Zone, which was, wasn't it Burgess Meredith?
It was. It's just he's got like a certain like catch in his voice that whenever I try to do it, it sounds like I'm trying to do Walken.
I see.
Yeah, which is funny because my Walken's...
I got all this time rock.
Wait, what?
I'm going to read lightning and I'm going to crap thunder.
I thought you were going to go for crap knowledge, but thunder, yeah, it still works.
I was like, what am I going to say? Crap out. I'm just going to say thunder.
Yeah.
Hey, am I back again?
No, you're not.
Oh, okay, I'll be over here.
All that is to say, how was everyone's week?
Well, we took Drew to a Lego building competition thingy. It was like a fundraiser for one of the schools in his district. But it was kind of, I mean, super boring for the parents, but cool for the kids. It was like heats of 20 plus kids per grade level, all trying to build like this little Lego train. And whenever they were done, whether they finished it or not, they kept the train. And if they progressed up to the next level, they built something a lot more complicated. And whoever got farthest in that thing correctly, that was a big thing. It was like, it wasn't just speed. Like, you had to be accurate. Because if, like, you said, yeah, I'm done, and you weren't accurate, you're out. And, yeah, the
I made mine into a meteor. It's a big ball of pieces.
Yeah. Just kept slapping pieces on the outside, and now it's done. I'm good. Here's my number. All right. But yeah, it's like, you know, whether you tried it or not, you kept the thing. And then I was thinking, yeah, that kind of sucks for the kids who, you know, like really, really worked hard. And they go home with this, you know, like a little, you know, $4 or $6, whatever those things are, the little tiny thing. And all the rest of these kids who were fast enough were actually going to take home something really cool. And they said, yeah, we have door prizes. So everybody who's not in the finals, go over to the cafeteria at the school and pick up your door prizes. And Caitlin's like, oh, well, why don't you wait here with Drew and I'll go get his door prize just so like they don't run out. I was like, I'm pretty sure the door prizes are just for the kids who didn't make it to the finals. So she goes over there, and yeah, that's exactly what the case was. And it was actually the quote-unquote door prizes were, they were just giving all the kids who didn't do well enough to get to the finals the exact same boxes that the kids were assembling in the finals. I was like, all right, yeah, that's cool. I mean, they didn't tell the kids who were in the finals that, so the kids who were in the finals still had that, like, you know, like, oh, I earned this.
But the fire in their belly?
Yeah. Yeah, but or, you know, the sense of accomplishment of, like, yeah, I got this by doing that. Where the other kids
meanwhile, like, just participation ribbons, and that's why this generation snowflake bullshit, blah.
Yep. Yeah. So, six kids from each grade level progressed to the finals, and then three of them won prizes. So, the fastest three from the finals round won prizes. Drew got second place in the fourth grade. So, I was pretty proud of him. I mean, I was proud of him because it was clear, like, you know, He was focused, and he was on task, and he definitely was there. He brought his A game. You could see the nervous energy because he kept standing up and sitting down, the whole time. It's like, that's my boy. That is my son. Because I do that same kind of shit. But yeah, he got second place and got a $75 gift certificate or Amex gift card or whatever, and turned back around and immediately spent that on Lego. So Amazon's shipping us $75 worth of Lego now.
When you sent us the picture and I was telling Danelle about it, she's like, oh, what did he build? Can I see the picture? I was like, no, the picture is just of the back of him. The Lego's nowhere in sight.
Oh, yeah, no, I was just got the picture of him standing up and sitting down. Didn't figure you guys were interested in the thing of what he was building.
Why would I be interested in the back of him?
I didn't think you guys wanted like a thousand pictures of my kid.
Well, right, but like of the thing that you're telling us about, do you think we're interested in the picture back of him or what he's building?
Especially because I got two kids over here who would love to see. I'm like, look what Drew built.
Well, there he is in the process of building it.
Yeah, this is him. The thing you can't see in front of him is him building Legos. And speaking of Legos, last night I went to an auction dinner dance. It's like a fundraiser for a church, So kind of in the same vein. Oh, you sent us a picture.
I did.
Yeah, nice.
Two pictures, actually.
Ooh, Navy. No, I don't want Siri. Just want to open my phone. Cool. Anyway. So there was a bunch of fundraiser for a church. I don't know if it finished my sentence. So there was a big room with a bunch of tables on it. It had a bunch of things you could bid on, like tickets to see the Giants or dinners and other random knickknacks. I'm like, your suggested minimum bid is $75 for this piece of shit? And what a shock. You're not getting any bidders.
So Can you not bid lower than the suggested minimum?
No, because it's written, like, it's all written down. It's like a worksheet almost. Just, and it has, like, slots for you to write in your bidding number. Mm. And then across from that is the dollar amount that you are bidding for if you write your number in that slot.
Mm-hmm.
And the minimum, the one at the top has the minimum bid on it.
Oh,
I mean,
gotcha.
I suppose you could scratch out the minimum bid and write something else, but I believe in these church functions that is frowned upon.
$1.
I'll give it tree fitting.
How about we just scratch out all the sevens, and this will be 5, and the next bid will be 6, and the next bid will be 7, and we'll go from there. It's going to be really surprising when we go from 9 to 80, but I think you're going to get 9 quality bids. Well, 6, 5, whatever. Can't math. It's Sunday.
Math takes a holiday. So there was one, it was a big basket of like tons of Legos. I was like, oh, we should bid on this for Michael. And I was like, oh, I'm slapping down a bid on this. And then I kept circling back to it because, like, you know, eventually the tables close and that's when you win.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked, I was like, oh, nobody's bidding more than us. We're totally going to get this. And then I realized it was because, like, the way the bid, you know, the, like I said, it's pre-written bids. I had made the bid for $5 below what it's actually worth, and the next bid available was $5 more. Like, there was no exactly what it's worth.
Mm.
You either buy $5 less or $5 more. And I guess no one was willing to go $5 more, so I was like, sweet, we're totally going to get this. Until someone, I was there 3 minutes before the table closed. I'm like, sweet, we're totally going to get this. I'm just going to go back to the table really quick. Someone must have jumped in right after that, and then I lost it.
Oh. And you didn't want to play $10 more?
Well, it's too late. The table was closed.
Yeah.
Oh, got it.
When I went back, I'm like, all right, I got to go put my credit card down so we can pay for son of a bitch.
Yeah.
But
people
that,
will do that.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just going to say that's the thing at those like silent auctions of, you know, people hawking the table and waiting until like right before and jumping in with their bid.
Mm-hmm.
Just like eBay.
I should have done that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sniping.
But the major story of the night was the DJ getting them white people on the dance floor.
Mm.
I don't know if you saw my Twitter thread last night, but I was live tweeting the DJ.
I did not, but I'm going to guess YMCA happened in there. Oh, hey, happy 1, 2, 3, 4 o'clock, guys.
Yay! You are random. YMCA did happen, but that was before I started taking notice of things. So it was what got me to notice was, like, they had played Michael Jackson and then Prince and then Madonna, which had a good amount of people on the dance floor. But that, like, it was, they were, it seemed like they were rapidly going through, like, chronologically. Like, they started with Frank Sinatra, and then they moved on to Dean Martin, and, like, you know, it was just moving through, and then, like, they eventually got to the 70s, and that's when the YMCA happened, and then they got to the 80s, and then all of a sudden they played Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer, and the entire fucking floor was full of people jumping up and down, shaking the whole room. I was like, these white people are all about Bon Jovi.
Yeah,
that's it.
That would do it.
And then the next tweet goes, hold up, they are just as excited, nay, perhaps more excited, for Jump Around by House of Pain.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's the shit right there.
I'm just going to read the thread. Oh, snap. Baby got back. This DJ has tapped into his whitey sense. And now it's the Cupid Shuffle. If this was a middle-aged wedding reception, it would be on point. Right into the cha-cha slide, these poor people are going to wear themselves out. How long can they keep up this line dancing? If they play Electric Slide next, I might have to call 911. Nope. DJ slowed it down with Desperado, or Despacito, losing some of the older folks now.
Like, Desperado, that's a weird tone shift.
Desperado. Both of them were a weird tone shift.
I don't know the rest of these lyrics.
Why don't you come to your senses?
Okay, that's what I thought it was. I just wasn't sure.
You've been out climbing fences for so long. Oddly, that would probably kept more white people on the floor.
Mm.
And then Danya Kuduro. What madness is this? The dance floor is thinning. This is why DJs don't take requests. And then there's a long gap in me tweeting, which is followed by, sorry, DJ played Uptown Funk and I had to hit the floor. I'm not made of stone. Oddly, it was some slow country song that ended the night. Important thing is, everybody had fun.
Did everybody Wang Chung?
Tonight?
Not while I was there.
Okay.
Did everyone have fun tonight?
They did have fun tonight.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. People yep. having yeah, baby, fun. Yeah. It ain't no fun if your homies can't,
if the homies
have,
can't have none.
Yeah. Tim, I just saw the header image on your Twitter feed.
Say something about the motherfucking prequels, bitch. They were good.
What's the header image on my Twitter feed?
It's you and your son both having sour faces sitting on a curb.
Oh yes, the Christmas tree, the Christmas tree on the curb photo.
Oh yeah, oh that is what it is.
Where he pretended to cry, then he actually started to cry, right?
Yep. I was like, all right, Michael, pretend to be sad, and then he legit started crying after that. I was like, hey, Daniel Day-Lewis, calm down.
Michael is method. Yeah.
You're not getting any awards for this. It's just likes.
I mean, that, you know, that could change to rewards or awards and shit.
And shit.
And shit.
So, how the fuck was everyone else's week?
My week was pretty good. It was my mom's birthday yesterday, so went and celebrated that. It was good. Well, I just hung out. Walked around downtown, which brought back a lot of memories, which is why I was like, oh, I sometimes miss that theater job.
Ah, or John.
Job.
Yes.
Noah's text messages are fun.
Yes.
They're like little clues. Like, what does Noah actually mean? You have to suss it out.
And then I tell you what I mean.
After I make fun of you.
Sometimes you tell us what we mean in an even more confusing way.
But yeah, now it's all, the theater's all fenced up, so there's no getting in there.
But we can get in there.
Tim, do you remember that? You remember those T-shirts we had made from that skate shop near where you used to live?
I think I still have them.
I do too. Oh. And the guy is still around. He's just moved to those little like kiosky things across the street from what used to be the Repertory Theater. Not across the street, but just across the plaza. Mm-hmm. So he's in one of those little glass buildings. And it's still the same guy. I saw him yesterday. I was like, I'm glad you're still around, buddy.
Those were the Got Crack T-shirts, right?
Yep.
Yes, indeed.
Which I'll probably never wear again.
Yeah, I can't see a situation, especially like if I'm around my kids or something.
Seemed a good idea at the time.
Oh, they were hilarious.
Yeah, it's super funny when you're in your 20s.
Yeah. I always felt a little left out. I was like, oh, I wanted a Got Crack T-shirt.
You don't get crack.
I know. I'm too white. I get cocaine. That's what I should have done. I should have hung out with you guys with a Got Cocaine T-shirt.
Do you have a 20-something, Andy? White, Andy.
Yes. I know. I know.
So you do cocaine. We do crack.
Yes. Yeah.
Get it?
I think I saw somebody shoplift a Snapple last night.
Huh.
Which was random.
My wife accidentally shoplifted a Fiji water from CVS.
Woo, girl.
Yes.
She don't give a fuck.
No, she, well, yeah. So she has a tendency, and it kind of annoys the hell out of me that she does this. But if she's thirsty and walking around a store and, like, shopping, she will grab a drink and open it up in the store and, you know, pay for it on the way out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how you do it when you're thirsty. I'm sorry that annoys you.
I'm like, you haven't actually given money for this. You don't own this yet.
I'll own it. Future me owns it.
You can wait.
Yeah.
I could wait. I don't. That's how that works.
That's how that works.
It's not
works.
Like the people eating the grapes out of their produce and then making it way less, so they're not paying for those grapes. I'll pay for it. Just run the barcode, chief.
Yeah, I mean, it's less bad than grazing. It's still kind of like, it still irks me, just a little.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. It probably irks a lot of people.
Yeah.
That's why I do it, and I gargle in their face. I go, la, 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 la. You know what that is? Right now, it's free coke. Tastes better when it's free.
So it does actually, yes. Since we have the Coke dispenser machine at work, yes, Coke does definitely taste better when it's free. Like too, it's too good. It's like the place I usually post up at work, you know, because we got kind of a crowded office, so there's not like assigned seating or whatever. So it's just wherever you grab a chair is where you're sitting that day. And I usually grab a chair in the room that I think was supposed to be kind of like a dining room, but they turned it into office space. And it's right next to the kitchen. So the Coke machine is like 3 short steps away from me. And just sits in there and calls me all day. He's like, Andy, Andy, come drink me. I'm deliciously free.
I'm so free and delicious.
You don't have to pay. I'm free except for to your waistline. But shh, don't worry about that, baby.
You smell nice and flowery.
I'm like, Coke, why do you sound like that? Why are you doing that slightly racist accent? It's like, because I'm brown, Andy.
Oh, that was supposed to be a brown accent?
No, it wasn't.
I thought it was just a generic southern accent.
It was, but then I realized it sounded a little, yeah. Anyways, so she walked into the CVS with a coffee in her hand and finished drinking her coffee and then threw it away and then decided like, that coffee actually made me feel a little dehydrated. That's when she grabbed the water and just cracked the top on that thing. But because she walked in with something in her hand and walked out with something in her hand, she failed to pay attention to the fact that she had done so. Good news is she got to the parking lot and got a text from CVS that the thing that she had just been there to drop off was actually already filled. So she walked right back into CVS with the water that she had shoplifted, looked down at her hand when she was picking up her prescription and was like, oh, yeah, this too, please?
So technically she didn't shoplift it.
Well, she walked all the way out of the store with it. She was free and clear. It was just her own stupid fault for walking
she
back in.
She paid for it in the end of the story. She didn't shoplift it, sir.
I started the story by saying she accidentally temporarily shoplifted. No, I didn't. I didn't toss in the temporarily. I should have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tim, let me insert this word earlier in the story. Temporarily. There. Go fix that in editing.
No.
Oh, future Tim dicks me
again.
Oh,
did you hear that? There was a wormhole and future Tim came out.
Future Tim fucks with me again.
I don't know what happened yesterday, but I think I almost saw a fight.
Huh. Like you closed your eyes at the last second or like the fight almost happened?
The fight almost happened.
Okay, just making sure. I mean, I didn't want this to be like the verbal version of a Noah text.
Like I wasn't like, oh, I can't watch this. This is too violent. But we went out for my mom's birthday in San Jose, and then on the way home, we got stuck behind like a fire truck and an ambulance were parked right next to us, and we were like in a parallel parking spot, like on the street, so we couldn't get out. Mm. And then while we were kind of waiting for like to see like what was going to happen, I see this like one guy. It's like a white bald guy, an Indian looking guy, and an Asian looking lady. And the Indian looking guy is saying to a bald guy, and he's just standing there, he's like, the Indian guy's saying, like, do you fuck her? Are you fucking her? Are you fucking this my girlfriend? I was like, and the guy's just standing there not saying anything. I'm like, what the fuck is going on right now? And then, you know, the girl's trying to pull him away. She's like, no, it's okay, don't worry about it. And then he's like, the Indian guy's like, no, I want to go talk to him for a second. And he goes up to him, and she lets him, and they have a little discussion, and then some people from the apartment that they were standing next to, like, come out and say something to him, and then they all disperse. But then, like, the Indian guy and the Asian girl go into the building, and the white guy is just kind of standing around for a little bit, and then he goes into the building, and I don't know what happened after that. I'm like, what the fuck? I want to know what the rest of that story was. Like, how did this start? How did it end?
Maybe it was just a bit of street art. Maybe they, you know, they're all roommates and they're like, hey, this would be really funny for those people in that car right there that's stuck for a while. Let's go do a little bit of business for them. Just give them questions.
And so then I went to a bar and had a drink real quick while we waited for the for the fire truck to clear out.
How very pragmatic.
It was a place I wanted to try. It was right around the corner. I was like, all right. Now's my chance. And it did not take too long.
That's good.
But, and I guess it did not bring anyone out, which is good, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, they would. Well, typically. I mean, unless they drive away and then the coroner drives up, in which case that's, yeah.
Well, that's what I was thinking about. Like, if it's someone's dead, do they bring it out or do they leave it and let someone else bring it out?
I think it's situational.
Yeah, okay. Well, I hope whoever it was is okay. I remember when I was having my bad anxiety, like, I would feel so empathetic when I would see, like, an ambulance. I'm like, oh, man, I feel terrible for that person. I hope they're okay.
I don't have bad anxiety. I still feel bad about that. I'm like, there goes somebody having a worse day than me right now.
I still feel bad. I just felt more intensely.
Oh, gotcha.
I saw a movie called Traffic, which was not very good.
Good to know.
I did not expect it to be.
It was really slow moving and didn't really go anywhere.
It's about sex trafficking, Tim.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
It wasn't. A, it wasn't made very well. And B, I think they had a message. It just didn't. They're, you know, trying to make a bigger point and have a bigger message. It just didn't quite work. I mean, which is sex trafficking is bad and it can happen anywhere. But just the movie wasn't done well enough that it, you know, it had it. And there were people in it that were kind of, well, yeah. Omar Epps. I guess he's really hadn't been in much.
But it wasn't like you walk out of there being like, man, I got to get into this sex trafficking. And that looks like a great business opportunity.
I'm not into anything illegal that will get me arrested.
I'm just saying, like, they didn't, like, you know, accidentally go the opposite direction. Like,
no,
they didn't
no,
fuck up
they,
that
yeah. It wasn't like, oh, this looks fun. I was like, oh, this looks dangerous.
This is the industry of the future.
Like, people just get killed for not much because, like, oh, you fucked up, you're dead. Like, ah, that's not an industry I want to be in. That is not inspiring me to work hard.
They didn't do it like Song of the South treated slavery, where all the sex slaves were super happy and singing songs.
No, they weren't like zippity-doo-da,
put it in my A. Oh.
What? Another weird thing is, like, in the movie, is like at one point someone says, like, be careful, you don't want to mess up the product, talking about the ladies of trafficking. Every woman that they show that they're trafficking looked like she'd been beat up. I'm like, I don't think you guys are following this rule. Like, it does not look like you handled that person fragilely and with care.
It's a messed up thing I'm laughing at, but...
I mean, it's not, it wasn't real. It was a movie. Like,
yeah, yeah.
But I was just like, yeah. And at one point, Omar Epps gets shot in the stomach with a shotgun.
Ooh.
All you see... is like some blood splatter on his shirt. I'm like, I don't know shotguns too well, but I'm pretty sure it looks worse than that. Like, I don't know what they spent money on, but it was not special effects.
You know, in Rampage, minor spoiler, at one point The Rock gets shot. You would think that would be right near the end of the movie, and then he would go to get into an ambulance after that. Nope, he does way more stuff after that, and he gets shot in the gut.
Oh.
And is he like...
And here's what he says. Oh, I'm pretty sure they missed most of the major organs. Okay, well, you're clearly a doctor, so... keep on running around and shooting shit.
Yeah, as somebody who's not a surgeon but has gone to the bodies exhibit and see just how packed full of shit the human body is, there's not a lot of open space in the gut. It's all vital organs. Like, front to back, side to side, we are packed full of gut meats. There's not like oh, here, yeah, this is exactly the right place to get shot in the gut. It's all bad.
But Eddie,
like, you're
going to
be leaking liver blood?
That you just kind of squeeze in from, just kind of...
Yeah. Because
he had so many muscles, I think, muscles must have absorbed it.
Like, it's coming in, it's like Terry Crews is like, pow! I punched the bullet with my ab! This ab!
Sorry, anyway.
I watched Isle of Dogs. Did I mention this last week?
No, I don't think so. Yeah.
Watch Isle of Dogs. That was pretty good. Not my favorite Wes Anderson movie, but entertaining. I mean, that guy does what he does, and he does it well. Like, he
very
has
good.
His own style. It's cool. And I watched.
I have seen
you were never
one
really
Wes
here.
Anderson movie, and I have never gone back.
What'd you say, Tim?
I said I've seen one Wes Anderson movie, and I've never gone back.
Was it Rushmore?
Rushmore. Yep.
You didn't like Rushmore?
I mean, I didn't like it enough that I was like, I need more of this. I didn't hate it.
Interesting.
But I was like, oh, this is, I'm done. All right, I get it.
That's what you did. That's all I need to know. I feel like he's gotten only better over the years.
All right.
And I watched the Joaquin Phoenix movie, You Were Never Really Here, which I did enjoy. You know, I was thinking about, like, there are movies that aren't bad movies, but are just movies not for you. And I feel like...
Yeah. And
that about Annihilation, and I feel like that about You Were Never Really Here. Like, I'm sure someone's gonna love this movie. It's just not me.
I mean, technically, you can say that about every movie.
Yeah!
If you go on Amazon, you will find 5-star reviews for every movie on there.
Yeah, I guess I'm just saying, like, there's movies I feel like are not... It's not like they're bad, like, made badly, they had bad script, they had bad dialogue, you know, And yes, some people will love those movies, but I just mean, like, it's just not your type of movie.
Yeah, it just doesn't hit you personally.
Yeah.
I mean, just like me with those Wes Anderson movies. I'm sure they're well made, but I'm like, I have no interest.
Yeah, exactly. So I feel like You Were Never Really Here is one of those movies where I'm just like, I'm sure someone's going to love this movie. It's not bad. It's just not my movie.
Hashtag not my movie.
And I started watching Heat again. Now, that's a fucking good movie. That movie's got layers to it. You think it's just a heist movie, but it's just like, it's dark. Like when the daughter tries to kill herself, you're like, fuck, I forgot about this.
Oh, man, I fully forgot about that.
Who was played by Natalie Portman?
Never heard of her.
I think she's done some shit on SNL, Tim.
Oh, Lonely Island? I'll look it up.
Yeah.
Let me Google it.
I think she's an aspiring rapper, I think.
She's blown up. And she does it in like... She does it in her stepdad's place, or I don't even know, stepdad. And like the scene at the end where like Val Kilmer's character comes to meet his wife and she's waiting at the cops and she gives him the sign and he's just like, he's got to walk away from it. And like you can see like he's like hesitant, but he's just got to do it. You know? It's a good movie.
Yeah, I should watch that again. Is it available streaming somewhere?
Netflix.
Neat. I'll watch Heat.
It is a long movie, though. I mean, I was watching it, I'm like, oh, fuck, they haven't even got to the huge gun scene yet. So much has happened.
I'm aware it's a long movie, but I have got the perfect excuse for it. I'm old, and my back fucking hurts. So after we do this, I'm going to go lay down on a heating pad, and you've just given me something to do while I do that.
And Al Pacino is fucking ridiculous. I love a big ass. Say something about the mother. Say something nice about Jar Jar Binks. That one was not as good as the first one.
No, but I liked that part.
Yeah.
That made me laugh.
Yeah, there are some funny parts.
Have you seen the new Star Wars movies? No. Oh, they're really good. They're much better than what? And the interviewer just goes, shit. And no. How are you going to top the first one, though?
Yeah. I mean,
it was just so unexpected. You're like, what is Natalie Portman doing?
You're a crazy bitch. I always pay for your dry cleaning when my shit gets in your shoe. That part just cracks me up every fucking time.
That's funny. That is the least funny part of the thing to me. I'm like, fucking Andy Samberg, get out of here.
I feel like he was good in the first one. But yeah, this one where he does that little slow breakdown, I wasn't into it.
Yeah.
She's a mom now, and she still did it. That cracks me up.
She is, and she did. Which makes me feel good about the fact that none of us are actually progressing as human beings.
Of course, none of us won an Oscar.
True. True.
What did she win an Oscar for?
Black Swan.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then immediately had to go film Thor 2, and was not super happy about it.
Really? Aww.
Yep. Well, also, Patty Jenkins, the director of Wonder Woman, was originally supposed to be the director of Thor 2. And then, I don't know what happened, but she wasn't the director anymore. And that did not make her happy about it, because her and Patty Jenkins were friends. They probably still are.
I did not realize those movies came out so close to each other.
We started filming it. I don't know how long after it came out. These Marvel movies seem to take forever between filming and release.
Yeah.
Black Swan was 2010. Thor 2 was...
never mind.
2013.
I must be wrong then.
You might be right. I mean, like, it could have been 3 years between.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess she would have won the Oscar in 2011 then.
Yep.
Wait, no, you said that it came out in 2011?
2010.
Oh, then yeah, she would have won the Oscar in 2011 and then maybe started... I don't know. Fuck it. You know what? Everything I just said is probably wrong. Love, Tim.
Oh, there is a trailer for a Mr. Rogers documentary. Fuck, I want to see that.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck it.
I posted that shit on Facebook. I was like, in a summer filled with Star Wars and Avengers, this may be the thing I'm most excited about seeing.
Like, I just love that. It's like, he was just a genuine guy, and all he was just like super nice and sweet to people. Like, I don't know. He just gives me warm feelings.
Yeah. I love that, like, one of the reasons why he described what he was doing as he was doing it was because he got a letter from a little girl who was blind or, like, had vision problems or something like that. And he's like, oh, I'm going to make this thing like more accessible for the little kids who can't actually see what I'm doing.
They're like, whatever, Snowflake, not everything's for you. Yeah.
And like, I can make this tiny change.
He had like a black police officer on a show, and they would talk about, like, they, I heard a story, and you were talking about, like, there's one scene where he, like, bathed together. Like, they put the feet in the water together, and, like, that was such a big thing. And, like, and then Mr. Rogers, like, cleaned his feet, or dried his feet for him, and that was, like, and, like, he was just doing these things that were, like, so subversive, but in, like, a subtle way. Not, like, throwing your face, but just, like, you know, this is okay.
And, like, I guess the black guy did not have a good relationship with the police when he grew up, so he found it a little awkward to play a policeman, but then he saw what Mr. Rogers was doing. Yeah, I think I heard that same thing. I think it's from the documentary, in fact.
Well, the one I heard was on this store, the podcast called StoryCorps.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Which they might have just lifted, or not, but or you know, used that same audio. And I remember one time, he's just like, you know, Mr. Rogers says, like, you know what, you're special. Two or something, and then he's like, the black police officer's like, you know, he's like, I felt like you've been talking to me, like you're at that time, and Mr. Rogers is like, I've always been talking to you. You finally heard me. I was like, damn, that's deep, Rogers. It's deep.
Yep, and did you know every episode of his show is currently on Amazon Prime?
I did not know that.
I'm like, I am going to show this to the boys at some point. Randomly... my mom got us a board game of Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego, and we were gonna play it, but I'm like, this is way too complex for a 7-year-old, much less a 3-year-old. But I was like, well, we can hear the theme song, and so I played the theme song for them, and they're like, this theme song's awesome. And I was like, oh, it's from the show. Can I watch the show? Sure. So I found an episode of it on YouTube. Now he's all about the Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego game show.
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
He's watched like 3 episodes and wants to watch another one for his second TV time today. I was like, see, people act like the kids today, it's all, they need all this modern shit. It's like, no, if you just show them something that was quality at one point, they will still like it.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Drew and his cousins fucking love Bob Ross. That makes me so goddamn happy.
And I think I told you, like, he has been all about the real Ghostbusters cartoon. Which, I don't know, has been off the air for 2 decades.
Yeah.
But again, the theme song drew him in.
I mean,
as long as there's a theme song, he's in it to win it.
Cartoons had really good theme songs back in the day.
Faux show.
DuckTales.
Woo!
There you go.
I was just cranking that on the CD I got from the library the other day, driving around the van. Just by myself, no kids in the car, just singing Disney tunes.
As you do.
As I do. IDGAF.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like when I'm stuck in traffic and just singing Let It Go to myself.
That tickled too.
It did. I just had this image, like, it was very cinematic. Like, we were panning out from this trap. Like, it was just Andy singing Let It Go, and it pans out to this freeway full of traffic, and he's audibly heard through all lanes of traffic.
Let it go. Let it go. I don't know the best of the words.
No, you make me sad.
I've never seen that goddamn movie.
Oh, you should. It's good.
Now you make me double sad.
It's not streaming anywhere. You're going to have to buy that shit. Or you can come over and borrow our copy.
Yeah.
And poop on it for me to poop on.
Do you still have a DVD player, though?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
It's on my PlayStation 3.
Some people be getting rid of that shit.
Oh, on my Xbox, I think.
Yeah, if you got an Xbox One, it'll do it.
Well, I have an Xbox. Yeah, 360.
And you have the Hell's Angels outside your window.
Oh, let me see.
I think on the 360 you have to actually own the DVD remote for the thing to be like, okay, now I'll play it.
Where I got PlayStation like, as well, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. Yeah, the PlayStation's like, sure, fine, put it in me.
Yeah, put it in me. And I think we actually own a Blu-ray player.
Very good.
Well, my roommate does, yeah. Anywho.
I'm glad we straightened this all out. So now that Noah cannot actually borrow Tim's copy of Frozen.
Tim, Noah, your PS3 is a Blu-ray player as well.
I'm aware.
Okay.
Let's talk about all the other devices that play things.
Yes. Okay, so Roku does not have any optical media, but damn, just any streaming thing seems to be available on there, so you know, that's pretty good. Yeah. Pretty good value for your consumer dollar.
So, I took my mom out to Elf for Nile for her birthday yesterday, and there was, like, our waiter, and then there was our waitress, I should say, and then there was, like, the bus guy, the bus boy, or man. I don't know, boy seems... not a good term, but
yeah.
And you know, he was, we'd see him, it wasn't very busy. And then at the end, you know, we get the check, we pay, we, you know, leave a, you know, 20% tip. And then my mom, like, walks away, says she's going to the bathroom, and she gives the bus guy like $10. And then, you know, I think my mom went to rush, and the guy came back to our table, me and my stepdad, and like, he seemed so touched, and like, he was gonna cry. Like, that my mom gave him $10. I was like, fuck, that is a good reminder. Like, sometimes you should do randomized shit for people. Like, I forget that sometimes. I think it was a good reminder of, like it, like, he just seemed so touched. Like, I was like, oh, all right, dude. Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, wow. Your mom's a better person than me, dude. I forget that shit.
I do too, and I sometimes forget that about my mom. I think sometimes you can forget that with people you care about. It's like you get annoyed by them about all the stuff they do all the time. And you're like, you know what? At the end of the day, my mom's actually a pretty good person and means well. You know, sometimes she can be annoying to me, but it's just like, that's really sweet. Like, she'd be very giving. I brought my stepdad beer back from Peru, and I guess he'd been saving a can. Like, I brought back two cans. He'd been saving one. And apparently, like, my mom saw some guy working really hard outdoors one day and gave him that can of beer.
Oh. It's like,
I was like, oh, it sucks. It's like, oh, that's nice. I can't really get mad about it, but why'd you give him that one?
So have you seen that picture of Melania and Obama at the at Barbara Bush's funeral?
Mm-hmm.
Where she's laughing? And people are like, oh, that's, people have been captioning it with, like, the only thing that makes me happier about the fact that someone finally got Melania, that Obama finally got Melania to laugh, is that it's got to be irritating the shit out of Trump. You guys know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm like, silence? Can I get some dead silence, please?
Yeah.
Nothing better than a reactive podcast where no one's fucking talking.
Oh, Tim, I'm sorry. I let you down, man.
No, you didn't let him down. Fuck him.
I did.
Anyway, so someone took that picture and captioned it with, you know, it's like Obama and Melania. It's like they're having a conversation. Like, that's the caption. And Obama's like, so which Secret Service guy is hitting it? And Melania's like, stop it. That's not. And Obama says, Rodney. And Melania goes, Rodney. Good times.
Oh, goodness.
I'm looking for that picture. I don't see it.
Man.
No, you spend more time
something
on the
else
internet.
The other day that I'm like, Jesus Christ, Noah, I thought you were Mr. Internet. Don't you know these things? Like, that's old news.
No, Noah's...
Oh,
Seth Meyers' wife having the baby in the hotel lobby. I was like, dude.
That just got posted.
You're 2000 late.
That was,
didn't.
That was new.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was newish.
That was like a week or two ago.
That's new.
When it happened. Like, Seth Meyers has been off this whole last week.
That's still new. A week is... Tim, a week is fairly new.
Not in the world of the internet, son.
I bet you there are a lot of people who haven't even seen that yet.
This episode is already old and I haven't posted it yet.
Yep.
That's the internet.
I'm done to death with this episode, man. This is like yesterday's... Yeah, this is nothing. I ran out of steam there. My back really fucking hurts, guys. It's starting to distract me.
We can wrap it up. You can go lay down, put some heating pads on.
Put some heating pads on your little backy poo. Little backy poo, buddy.
Yeah, the it's not the worst thing. The worst thing about it is, like, all of the things that it affects of, like, oh, well, I can't do this today. Oh, I was going to do that today. Like, I got a bunch of dishes left in the sink from last night that I need to go do. But I'm not going to fucking do it because I can't stand over there for that long. But the second worst thing is the fact that usually I get the referred, like, the shooting pain, and straight into the groin. Like, so
hey.
I'm just sitting here, and my balls ache, fellas. Like, seriously, it's just like I keep shifting, trying to find a more comfortable position for my balls. And then I remember it's not actually my balls. It's just like it hurts so much that my balls are getting the aftershocks.
Why don't you crank one out and see if you can send a pleasurable sensation back up the other direction?
You know what? That doesn't actually work, because as soon as the balls start getting jiggled around, like they're like, no, 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 pain.
Hey, you got to spend money to make money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
No, what do you say?
I'm saying you gotta hurt the balls to help the balls.
Tim,
it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Tim's on some different shit.
It's always darkest before the dawn. Six of one, half dozen of the other.
Swings and roundabouts.
Stitch in time saves nine.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Pennywise, pound foolish.
You buttered your bread, now sleep in it.
That'll make no goddamn sense.
That's from Pinocchio. Jiminy Cricket makes some metaphors when he's very upset. Anywho, shall we? I mean, I've got nothing else.
I can't think. Oh, there was one thing from earlier where I'd said that I'd figured out a way to trick future Andy into, like, being obligated to do shit. It's not so much making the plan, it's, like, telling a bunch of other people that I'm going to get something done by this time, because then, like, I've obligated him with other people. And he's like, ah, I don't want to look like it. I really don't want to do this right now. I want to kind of back out of this, but now I'm obligated.
Still taking a risk. Future Andy might be like, fuck those people. Those are past Andy's friends.
Yeah.
Future Andy doesn't need friends.
So I tell other people where it's like, now if I don't do it, they're going to think I'm an asshole and I don't want to look like an asshole in front of them. And then I do it.
Good work.
Yeah. It actually works. I use social pressure. I use peer pressure to my own advantage. It's like when I want future Andy to get drunk, I tell a bunch of other people, I'm like, you know what? Let's go have a lot of beer together. And just, even if I say no, just keep funneling it in me. In fact, here's the funnel.
It's like Fight Club.
Yep.
Did you say that already?
No.
Okay.
Because the first rule of it is I don't talk about it. And the second rule of it is I don't talk about it. And the third rule is
Sandcast for this week.
No bundle play, no obnoxious behavior.
Programming note, we will probably be off next week.
Oh, yeah.
Because I have stuff to do Saturday morning and Sunday morning.
All right. Well,
we've
got evening time plan things that work out, then maybe we can do that.
Noah's a social butterfly. He's got things to do in the nighttime.
He does. People to see.
Not today, white DJ guy. No, he wasn't white, and I'm not getting the point across.
Yeah.
Not today, fucking Lego basket.
Yeah.
$150 worth of Legos I missed out on.
Oh. Spending $145 on?
Never trust a bullet to hit all your vital organs, or any of your vital organs, really.
I mean, the liver's not huge and centrally located or anything. And the intestines aren't full of, like, dangerous bacteria that could give you sepsis and cause you to go into shock surprisingly quickly, I'm told. This week, I hate this pain in my nuts, and I'm pretty sure it's Trump's fault.
Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it, post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry, Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs, leave comments on this episode, read blogs whenever we get around to posting them, and you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks as always to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please!
I'm in this private Facebook group where it's just a place for people who have right-leaning friends who can't post on their own wall to bitch about Trump and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And someone posted the picture of Melania and Obama, and then but the caption was something like, because Trump couldn't even be bothered to be there. I was like, in fairness, Obama didn't go to Nancy Reagan's funeral or Lady Bird Johnson's. No, was it Lady? No, it wasn't. It was Betty Ford's funeral. And W didn't go to Lady Bird Johnson's funeral. Like, sitting presidents typically don't go to these things because it adds more complications and stuff than is necessary for something that is an event not about them. Mm. And I said, now, if you'll excuse me, I think I technically just defended the orange ball sack, so I have to wash the taste of vomit out of my mouth. But then people are still like, no, that's bullshit. Other presidents were busy. He was just playing golf. Fuck Trump. I was like, I mean, look, no, I have no love for Trump. There's no need to hate on him for things that don't matter.
Yeah. When there are so many better things to hate on him for.
Exactly.
So you don't need to be knee-jerk about this. You don't even need to be targeted, though. Like, there is such a broad just field to go reap. You don't need to be planting new shit. Well, yeah, all this talk about Trump has definitely made my nuts hurt more, so, yep. All
right.
And I need to go poopies.
Oh, you made it all the way through the episode this time, like a big boy.
It was questionable. Oh.
Look at him.
You're like, oh, touch and go.
It's touch and go.
It's touch and go.
Now I need to go.
All right. Well, Tim, all right. Let us know how many farts Noah's mic picked up this week.
Oh, that was awesome. Bye.